4 in UE.
Did UE KA3JCA?
Found you in our bridge.
ACA, go ahead.
I found you in our bridge.
Thank you very much.
I'll figure out how to get it to you one day this week, but it was in the back of the truck.
Yeah, they were going to try to set it up, but the leg wouldn't stay on. And I told Sally, I'll call and check, and if he has it, fine. If he doesn't, we'll go to the hardware store and get a bolt. So they brought it back here right now, and then we'll get it over back over to my mother-in-law's when I meet up with you.
I'm just going to let you know. You have a good day.
Yeah, I have. I've actually been on DMR most of the day, talking to an over-the-road truck driver and getting his code plug set up. Then I had a guy from Oklahoma call me, of course, send me an email, and he needed some help. And then I just had a station from Reno, Nevada that's running some kind of a contest. It's only got like 9 minutes left. And he called me, and then that truck driver I was talking to, I told him about our Echo Link, and he was on the radio here just a second ago before I got a phone call, and so I'm hoping he'll join us on the nets.
Okay. All right, well, I need to do something about DMR, but I don't want to have to learn it. I've got a little handy talkie, TYT, that's, I probably could do something with it. But, I don't know. Maybe I'd get you to help me with it. Would it be possible for me to just give you the handy talkie? I don't want to learn nothing about it. I don't want to know nothing about it. I just want to push a button and talk. Is that possible?
Yeah, we could do that. If you're not running a hotspot, yeah, we can help you probably program your TYT for the local repeaters around here.
All right, well, I'll get in touch with you. I'll get in touch with you about it. But I just have considered it, but just haven't given it much thought because I have heard it can be a little bit aggravating for somebody trying to start off. So I got enough aggravation. So I just keep putting it off.
I understand, sir. Well, I'm here to help you with DMR if you need any questions answered. So I'm not saying I'm taking the time to study and gotten a lot of information about it. So, all right, Chad.
What am I getting?
KA3JCA.
KO4 NUE 73, Richard. Have a good day, sir. I'm clear.
KO4 NUE.
RR KO4 NUE.
Hey, did you hear about 2-meter skips out of California today?
The announcement, I forget when it was, but no, I did not.
People up there, 145-190, they were just, man, they couldn't believe it. It's coming in, it was one click before the below the national frequency. It was 145. 520.
On it.
Down here in Joanna. I'm not high enough. The rest of the population may be esoterically that way, but as far as I ain't got the elevation. I ain't got the equipment. I got the cable, but don't have the equipment. Don't have the horsepower.
I understand. You know, that's the thing about radio, though. You just about got to have it all. You can't just one piece here and there. That's like having a piston, holding a piston and a connecting rod up with no engine. But I get it. Well, you're on your way, I guess. And you guys start with the cable, I guess. So, let me get on, but I just pulled in the driveway. I just destinated, so 73s, and I'll see you on the net. Have a good one, bud.
You too. I didn't mean to hold you up from relaxation, and I could feel your pain about DMR. That's the reason I invested an entire $14.95 in it with my Kutra, nicknamed Cootie, radio.
And All right, brother. You be safe, and you have a good one. It's KL4NUE. I'm clear.
KL4NUE, this is a KD4SRR, and remember, at least half the digital is of the devil. This is KD4SRR clear.
Kilo, Quebec 4, Charlie, Mike has experienced a little bit of a network interruption. Just want to say that I'm back. We are monitoring.
So are you, come back there. I heard something about a network interruption, over.
This is Kilo, Quebec 4, Charlie, Mike, KQ4CCM. Yeah, I was just saying that I had a little bit of a network interruption there. I lost connection and had to get reconnected back up there.
Hey, Doki. Why, are you on Echolink or one of them other things, or you are RF?
Correct. Yeah, I'm tuned in via Echolink here, via the smartphone.
Kind of digital I like. Use existing Android technology and don't try to figure out code plugs on DMR.
Yeah, I hear you there, and well, it's a little bit too late on the code plug. I wrote my first one, built this hotspot and all, but yeah, it's not really all that hard. It's just my biggest constraint is time. I drive. I'm an OTR truck driver, so I drive more than I do anything else. So mine is finding enough time to sit down and do what I need to do. So, yeah, I know what you mean there. It can be a little bit of a little frustrating and a little bit, well, time consuming. And I guess you would say, I don't know, some people just ain't very techy. And it's just kind of daunting. So, but anyway, this is Kevin here, KQ4CCM.
Let the repeater say its thing there. Well, it's good to meet you. And they'll tell you that I am totally, well, I'm not against digital. I just don't see all the trouble to do simple things. I keep using the term Rube Goldberg, and I don't know if you've ever heard of Rube Goldberg or know the term or what it refers to.
No, that I believe that escapes me there. I'm not sure I've heard that there.
They had a game called Mousetrap. And you had to, as you moved around the board with rolls of the dice, you built the mouse trap, and it was a little kind of like domino effect board game. And you were always losing pieces. But anyway, Rube Goldberg was a guy who tried to come up with the most complicated ways to do the simplest things, like toast bread or boil water. And there's actually a contest to how complicated you can make the simplest thing happen.
Roger that. Yeah. Well, the good news is I think you was talking to Richard there, and just a minute ago, I was listening, but I was having a little bit of network QRM. It was kind of, you know, staticky and all that. Due to our digital sounding, due to the lack of internet connection. But then I dropped completely out and had to re-sign back on. But anyway, I think he can help you out a whole lot there. And he can actually set it to where all you have to do is basically turn a knob. And you may have to hit a button and type 4000 at like 4000 to disconnect if you want to change talk groups. But if he puts you on, say, like, Talk Group 93 of North America, you can talk all across North America, and you don't have to do anything. So I guess once it's set up, it ain't really all that bad there. It's, I guess, as easy as this Echolink here.
Echolink, if they don't want to talk to me, they kick me out just real quick. But there is that little delay in Echolink. It's a free app, and it's not perfect, but then again, it's free. And I like that. So, I mean, I made some contacts down in Florida and Kalamazoo, Michigan, and some wild hares over in Georgia.
Roger that. Well, I'm assuming that you're coming via mobile. I guess you're coming through RF, through a analog to digital repeater. Is that right?
Completely analog. The only thing digital is the readout on the box here. I got a Yazoo 2980R. I picked up a deal on from HRO. I got some FAT 400 Flex and J-Pole that a dude on eBay made for me for $40, including shipping. And that's what I have.
Oh, that's very nice. When I'm at home and I'm not in this mobile setup and in the 18 Brillard, which I've got 1, 2, 3. If you count RF radios, I've got a couple. If you count digital modes and digital devices, I've got about 5. But when I'm home, of course, I have my HF rig, which I'm probably going to sell because I don't use it enough, and I kind of hate to see a nice ham rig just sitting there. I'm just not home enough really to talk on it. And so I'm going to invest in probably some more digital equipment. If I sell it, I may buy a digital radio specifically for the truck here. But at any rate, I have a 827, a Serio 827, about 54, 56 foot in the air. Then I have a J-pole about 35, 40 foot in the air. Just old copper J-pole there that I run the 2 meter, and I've got a 100 watt Motorola. It's an old Motorola that's programmed up to do, it'll do 2 meter. Basically, it is just a 2 meter, but I've got all the local repeaters, and the repeater that I usually talk on is the WMAV-R, and on the analog side, it's W4NC there on Firetown Mountain in King, North Carolina. Yeah, my home QTH is Danbury, North Carolina there.
Danbury, where is it located at exactly?
If you've ever heard of Winston-Salem, Greensboro, or Charlotte, so I am about 50 to 55 minutes, I guess you would say northeast of Winston-Salem. I'm just south of a little place called Stuart, Virginia. And so about 3 miles to the line there. And the best way, I don't know how to describe this little speck on the map. The easiest way is to look me up there on the QRZ, and it'll give you a little bit of a, a little bit better of an idea of where I'm at. But just in Stokes County there, and North Carolina. And I pretty much live in the mountains there. I'm right there at Hanging Rock State Park, which is a Hanging Rock Mountain, and then I've got Sourtown Mountain, and I've got the Blue Ridge Mountains, and then on the other side, I've got Pilot Mountain State Park, or Pilot Mountain, and then I have the Appalachian Mountain Chain, so I'm pretty safe to say that that I'm just an old mountain man there, right?
How far are you from, I believe I'm pronouncing it right, Elkins, North Carolina?
Did you say Elkin?
Roger that. KD4SRRID.
Hello, Quebec 4, Charlie Mike for ID. I'm not too far at all. About an hour and 10, hour and 15 minutes, just depending on which way you go. If you run from Stokes County, if you run into Surrey, like you're going to Wilkes County or Yakin County, Elkin is in Yakin County. It's 2 counties away, so it's about 52 to 54 miles from me. It's not very far at all.
A little old movie theater, they concert venue of sorts, not real big, but they do a lot of shows there. And I heard about that. Plus, I was going to head up there one time, but I found one local. A gal had a working, fully working, antique Maytag wringer washer, one of the square ones, and she wanted $100 for it, but she was negotiating. And I found one for $20 just east of Charlotte, where the raceway is, one of them. Anyway, that was from where Dale Earnhardt was from. I found one there for $20 and gave up on hers. But I was in Elkins, too, and she had a thrift shop and had one come in that was actually fully working. And those are, believe it or not, collector's items. So that's where I became first familiar sort of with the names of the area.
Okay, that was a weird glitch. I apologize for what was happening there. I hit the PTT key, and it was going crazy on me. But anyway, technology, that's the way it is sometimes. But, yeah, that's a pretty good. So I'm from Surrey County. I live in Stokes now, but I am from originally Surrey County there. And I'm originally from Mayberry, or Mount Airy, North Carolina. Now I live in Danbury, North Carolina, or, technically my address is Danbury, North Carolina, but I truly live in Lawsonville, North Carolina, which is where my property and my farm is located. But the mailbox is on the other side of the road, and that's the way they laid it out, so because of that I have a Danbury address, but I truly live in Lawsonville, just this side of Five Forks, Virginia, and Stuart, Virginia, and all that. So, but yeah, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, all that, man. We live in a very, there's not a whole lot of difference between North and South. I've been to South, I don't know how many times, you know. I used to go to Bennettsville all the time down there to the Marlboro factory, Holland. That was a long time ago when my kids was being born and everything. I come off the road and spent 6 to 8 months home local. And all that. So then when I was doing, I was hauling chips down there for Bill Hanks Lumber down there to Bennettsville, South Carolina, to the old Marlboro factory. That was a pretty little interesting run there.
Roger that. Well, I'll tell you one thing. I just got into HF, and I don't even have a license. I just listen now. I got an old Tentec Delta 580 that I actually enjoy over the digital stuff. Now, there's a way I can obviously input the sound into a digital with a DigiRig or signal link or something like that. But unless it actually improves the input audio without overdriving the preamps, digital, what you got running, Echo Link, is pretty much what I like. Now, it failed me the other night because I couldn't check into Fleet Talk Net. That's a bunch of 440s and some 2 meters between Charlotte and Columbia and Charleston, and we got one over here in Clinton off I-26 at 385. But I couldn't get in RF, and I was in a bad cell phone area, so I couldn't get them on Echolink. So I raised that issue and said, we need to get another couple of actual RF repeaters over here.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, there's some spots there when we go down in the valley. But when we're on top of the mountain, so to speak, there, I have, like, I would hate to say the exact count, but somewhere between 12 and 15 repeaters, that's all the way around me. So I'm very fortunate at that. They're, 2 meters, 70 centimeters. Of course, the 440, same difference, GMRS 440 is what I'm saying. Then you've got DMR, you've got a couple of linked IRL, Echo Link, and some of them All-Star, we've got a D-Star. And there was one more. We got another one. That's YSF or Yaesu System Fusion Wires X. So we got all that around us down the it's classified in King, North Carolina, so it's county. But they call it, it's Sourtown Mountain. And so that's where the W4NC, the W4MAV, the W4SNA, and all the alike are up there. And so I'm fortunate, but when I'm out here on the road, I have to resort to a lot of these unconventional or digital modes due to the lack of RF coverage.
Well, I tell you what, I know you're on the road a lot, but don't get rid of your HF rig, not yet. You know, if it's not one that's relying on menus, it's kind of traditional. And this old Tentec, it ain't nothing but knobs and switches. The only thing digital is the readout. And the propagation, they were talking about 10 meters this morning. One of the repeaters was open in Europe. I mean, go figure. Something next door to the CB band, but across the pond.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I talk on 10 meter. I've got the Anytone Quad 5 there at the house there, and I really like it because I've got the banks, some call it bands, I call it banks. I've got it set up, programmed via computer. I've got it set up to do 10 and 11 without having to convert it or do anything. I've never had to open the radio up. All I have to do is take my band switch and go up and down the bands, and it goes from the low 11 meter to the high 10 meter. So it's pretty nice to have one rig that'll do both and do them both well with upper and lower sideband there. I think I heard somebody say comment. Go ahead, comment.
And me in the background mumbling. I was asking what radio that you have that'll do both.
Oh, roger that. KQ4CCM5D. I have the Anytone Quad 5 Plus. And I really need to make a page or something, which I do have one, but I don't use it as much as I should, but to where people can see some of it. But this is a really nice rig. It's the first one I've had, and I am super, super highly impressed and thrilled with it. It's one of the better radios that I have used for AM sideband and 11 and 10 meter there. But it is the Anytone Quad 5 or the 5555 Plus, and really, really good for the price and all. It's basically like the Striker 955. It's got the exact same board. Now, there's some features that it does not have, and there's some more features that it has that the Striker does not. But for all intents and purposes, it's basically the 955 with a different user's interface there. And it's more traditional instead of this new kind of SDR of the new digital screen and digital menu driven. This is more, does have a menu, but the way it's implemented is awesome. But I think, I'm not sure, but I believe I have a few pictures or videos on SCRS. CS there, which just stands for Stokes County Radio Communication Society, which is our Facebook group, so that'd be SCRCS. If you just type that's a tongue twister. SCRCS in Facebook groups, it'll pop up if you want to kind of see what I'm talking about. I'm pretty sure I've got some pictures of it up there.
Man, I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, I need to, if I don't have it up, I need to go ahead and make another page for Truck and Ham. That's my YouTube channel, and I need to make a Facebook page, like a blog page, because I don't really want to go through the trouble of setting up an entire website, which I could do it, I'd build hundreds, but It's just I don't have time to keep up with everything. I drive a truck and run another business called Kingdom Multimedia Productions, where I do graphic design, building websites, doing all this other stuff, and just don't. My biggest problem is time. I don't have the time to do everything I'd love to do. I've got a lot of different interests, and I kind of have to pick and choose what I allocate the time to. But anyhow, it is a super, super good video. And I may go over here and look. If it's not up there, I have a video of it that I can upload and on there. But I need to go ahead and make one called Truck and Ham.
Wrong. I put in SCRC. And it came up a whole bunch of SCRC, Marion County, bunch of other stuff. So I must have left a letter out of there.
Yes, sir. Okay, so you can also just type it out. It just takes a little longer. But it's SCRCS, Stokes County Radio Communications Society. That's the full name. It's Stokes County Radio Communications Society.
I got you. Stokes County Radio Communications Society, private, 34 members, 2 posts a week, join. Oh, I might boost that up to 3 posts a week.
Okay, yeah, 10 and 4, I can. Yeah, okay, I see it right there. I'll go ahead and approve there. Okay, was trying to join, so y'all are in there now.
So then let me go in here and do my official signing in and in warning or whatever they used to call it.
Come back on it. I'm sorry, that repeater ID was in there with you so loud. I didn't quite catch all that.
I'm going to go in here. I hadn't got the notification yet, but anyway, I do appreciate that, so I'll look it up tonight. Yeah, we're about ready to start some nets here coming around 5:30. Well, it's past 5:30 now, but we got a lot of nets tonight. We got the Aries net that's, it's got so many people on it down here in South Carolina, the South Carolina Heart, that it takes about 45 minutes just to check in everybody. But it's got 5 to 5 regions down there, or 6 regions. I'm in Region 2, Lawrence County, Chester County. And Region 1, I think, is Greenwood County, over toward the west and Aiken and down that way. But anyway, well, listen, I appreciate you letting me talk to you and tell me about that 555 radio. I might look at that as a standalone rig. And by the way, I missed out on a CB deal. Guy had a Galaxy, I forget which one it was, but he had a had the T40 mag mount with it. He said, give me $20. It was gone before the ink was dry on the paper. I'm going to let you go. We did appreciate you talking to us and giving us all this advice and for signing me in on this thing on Facebook. I look forward to saying howdy to everybody. So you have a great rest of the day. Hope we'll hit you up again here. Please check into the net tonight if you haven't recently. Whiskey 4 NYK, November Yankee Kilo, at 9 o'clock, 7 nights a week, on 146-610, the one we're talking on, the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. Hegelink might have flopped out on us here, so we'll hopefully you got what I was telling you. You'll come back on tonight. Anyway, thanks so much, and I'll let you go for now. This is KD4 SRR Clear.
KD4 SRR, KA3JCA. He just called me on DMR and told me that the Echo Link kicked him off, and he will.
Yeah, I can hear y'all.
Okay, apparently he can hear us, but it won't let him transmit. So, but he will. He heard everything you said, KA3JCA.
KD4SRR here. Well, thank you so much for relaying all that. We do appreciate it. So, we'll let both of y'all go. I'm going to get off here and fix some ships and dip. for myself free to all the nets. So y'all have a good evening until we start talking again. This is KR Robert in Joanna. We're clear.
Business, thank you again. And he did copy it. So 73 KA3 JCA, QSY to DMR.
QO Quebec 4, Charlie Mike. I have restarted the application here, and now it's allowing me to transmit there. I believe that was reached on the DMR. But I appreciate you, too. I heard everything you said there, my friend. I just couldn't get back to you. But I'm going to post that video that goes through the vans and everything and shows you the 11-meter and the 10-meter side of things. If it is something that you do decide that you do pick up or anything like that, I'd be more than happy to tell you how to put it in that mode. You don't have to solder on nothing, take the covers off or anything. Very, very easy ordeal there. But anyway, this is KQ4CCM. I appreciate you coming back and talking to me for a little bit. We will be monitoring as long as we have the signal to do so.